From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. NATO is investigating reports that kidnapped British aid worker Linda Norgrove may have died at the hands of her American rescuers, not Taliban captors in Afghanistan. British Prime Minister David Cameron says new evidence suggests Norgrove was killed by a U.S. grenade.
That evidence and subsequent interviews with the personnel involved suggest that Linda could have died as a result of a grenade detonated by the task force during the assault.
NATO initially said Norgrove was killed Friday when her captor set off a bomb during the attempted rescue. President Obama is touting a $50 billion proposal to upgrade U.S. infrastructure and generate jobs. He hosted governors and mayors of the White House to discuss his latest initiative to bolster investment in the country's transportation networks. This comes after the public sector cut 159,000 jobs in September. Research into the ways public policy affects job vacancies and unemployment has led to two Americans being named winners of this year's Nobel Prize in Economics. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
The two winners were Peter Diamond of MIT and Dale Mortensen of Northwestern. They were cited along with Christopher Pizzaridis of the London School of Economics. The three were singled out for their study of how the job market is affected by search frictions. Even in weak job markets like this one, employers sometimes have difficulty finding the right candidates for jobs. The winners looked into the causes of that mismatch. Among the winners, Peter Diamond has been in the news this year. He was nominated by President Obama for one of three vacancies on the Federal Reserve Board, but his nomination was held up in the Senate. Republican members of the Banking Committee questioned whether he had sufficiently broad macroeconomic experience to serve on the board. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is en route to Sarajevo, first stop on a trip to the Balkans. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports Clinton is expected to urge leaders there to put aside past ethnic disputes and prepare to join European institutions.
That means reforming a constitution that has made Bosnia-Herzegovina difficult to govern. Assistant Secretary of State Philip Gordon says future EU membership should be a good incentive.
We believe that a path to European Union membership must be made clear to these countries, obviously following strict criteria, but that it will be the key to getting them to make the right decisions, including recognizing each other and cooperating.
On her visits to Serbia and Kosovo, Clinton will encourage them to start talking about ways to cooperate. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow is up 12 points at 11,019, NASDAQ up 8 at 2410, S&P 500 up 2 at 1167. This is NPR News. An estimated 60 million Social Security recipients may have to go a second year without a cost of living adjustment. Former Social Security Deputy Commissioner Andrew Biggs says it depends on the inflation rate.
The numbers won't be official until Friday when the Social Security Administration will release them. But if you look at the Consumer Price Index data leading up till today, it seems very unlikely there will be a COLA this year.
Senior citizen advocates say they are worried that a lot of older people will be hurt if there is, again, no cost of living increase this year. U.S. and Canadian moviegoers remain enamored with Facebook. NPR's Trina Williams reports the social network is the top draw in theaters for the second straight weekend.
Newcomers were no match for all the friends of the social network. The feature about the online behemoth's beginning and all the drama behind it earned an estimated $15.5 million in ticket sales.
You're going to get left behind.
It's moving faster than any of us ever imagined.
Get left behind.
Let's sue him in federal court.
I can't wait to stand over your shoulder and watch you write as a check.
Romantic comedy Life as We Know It debuted in a close second. It was followed by another new release, Horse Racing Story Secretariat. Legend of the Guardians, The Owls of Kahul, slipped to number four. Opening in fifth was My Soul to Take. Overall, ticket sales slumped considerably compared to this time last year. Trina Williams, NPR News.
Opera great Dame Joan Sutherland has died. She was 83 years old. Her family released a statement informing her fans that Sutherland died yesterday at her home near Geneva following a long illness. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Washington.